Most audiences know Zachary Quinto as Spock in the cinematic reboot of Star Trek, and Cherry Jones as President Taylor from television's 24. But both are accomplished stage actors, and tonight they're opening on Broadway in a revival of Tennessee Williams' classic play, The Glass Menagerie. Jeff London reports.
When the audience enters the Booth Theater, they see a simple but striking vision. On stage, there's the scantest representation of a cramped apartment, but there are no walls, just a sofa, dining room table, and a couple of other pieces of furniture, with a long, tilted fire escape reaching upward. Other than that, everything's black. The whole set seems to be floating in a void.
I want people who hate the theater to see it.
Two-time Tony Award winner Cherry Jones plays Amanda, the iron-willed mother at the heart of the Glass Menagerie.
Because I really do think it's one of those productions that could change people's minds about the theater. This production takes people places they have never been before.
When the Glass Menagerie debuted on Broadway in 1945, it established Tennessee Williams as one of the greatest playwrights of his generation. Of all his plays, it was both Williams' most nakedly autobiographical and least naturalistic. His script calls for music and stage magic. Characters appear out of thin air as if conjured by Tom, the play's narrator. Director John Tiffany says Williams was very clear in his stage directions that The Glass Menagerie is impressionistic, a memory play.
He begs us as theatre makers not to go down the path of naturalism, not to have a real frigid air, he says, and real ice cubes tinkling in a glass. For Tennessee, that wasn't where theatre was at its best. He said it's a place of the imagination, where poetry, not just poetry of words, but poetry of gesture, poetry of design, poetry of lighting, poetry of acting, all comes together and meets in the space above and between the audience and the actors. And I really, really was taken by that.
So Tiffany's production is highly stylized. There's subtly choreographed movement during the scene changes to complement the poetry of the text. Film and television star Zachary Quinto is making his Broadway debut as Tom, the stand-in for Tennessee Williams, whose given name really was Tom.
For me, it is the language, it is the poetry, it is the distillation of his own life, his own experience, and the people that he loved the most that are in this play.
What are you looking at?
The moon.
Is there a moon this evening?
It's rising over Garfinkel's delicatessen.
Ooh, so it is. Oh, such a little silver slipper of a moon. Have you made a wish on it?
Uh-huh.
What'd you wish?
That's a secret.
All right, I won't tell you what I wished either. I'm gonna be just as mysterious as you.
Quinto says he read a lot of biographical material about Tennessee Williams to prepare for the play, particularly about his complicated relationship with his mother and sister.
Learning that dynamic and understanding that Tennessee spent his entire life both trying to capture something in his writing but also trying to escape something in his writing was something that informed me a great deal.
In the play, the father has abandoned his family. Tom, the young writer, works a dead-end job in a shoe factory, helping to support his determined mother, Amanda, and his sister, Laura, who's both physically and emotionally disabled. She lives out a kind of fantasy life, tending to a collection of glass figurines, her glass menagerie. In real life, Williams's sister, Rose, was diagnosed with schizophrenia, sent to a mental hospital, and lobotomized, says Quinto.
How tragically her life unfolded is something that Tennessee never fully reconciled within himself, or probably even forgave himself for on some level.
Cherry Jones says all the characters in the Glass Menagerie are in desperate straits, in particular her character, Amanda.
Her son is about to fly away, never to be seen or heard from again, and she knows it. And her daughter is mentally, completely stifled. She cannot move. And so it's like a parent with a severely challenged child, physically or mentally. what in the world is going to happen to that child when I'm gone.
So Amanda sets out to find a gentleman caller to sweep her daughter away.
I thought perhaps you wished for a gentleman caller.
Why do you say that?
Don't you remember asking me to fetch one?
I remember suggesting that it would be nice for your sister if you brought home some nice young man from the warehouse. I think that I have made that suggestion more than once.
Yes, you have made it repeatedly.
Well,
we are going to have one.
What?
But be careful what you wish for. The Glass Menagerie, with all its poetry and hope and heartbreak, opens on Broadway tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.